Okay, let's shift over to a different but related topic, and I'm wondering if you could just talk a little bit about how you became a scientist, what got you interested in science.
Yeah, how did I become a scientist? I got interested in things quantitative in my early years in school simply because it was interesting. Math and science courses were interesting. I was a child of sort of the 60s and 70s, so there was sort of a natural interest in the environment. And when I went to college, I just sought those areas where I could kind of merge the sort of aptitude and interest in math with the kind of interest in natural sciences, earth sciences, environmental sciences. And I ended up in civil engineering, which is where hydrology traditionally has been taught and studied. Hydrology, even though it's one of the earth sciences, because it is such a practical one, has ended up being taught and studied by engineering rather than science faculty. So I went into civil engineering. I got a couple of degrees in civil engineering studying water. And then I went into research. And I somehow, just the luck of nature, I stumbled into the U.S. Geological Survey, which is a wonderful place to do research. And then the second big stroke of luck was getting into this sort of collaboration with GFDL. I'm really kind of going off from your question here. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah,
you were just anticipating my follow-up question. I guess I'd like to end with just, you know, your thoughts on what you say to someone who's interested in pursuing a career in science.
I would say to one who is interested in pursuing science to go for it. it's an area where our country has a very surprisingly small number of students entering the field. And if the student feels some interest in it, it's a real opportunity because it's understocked field. What is it? It's an understaffed field. It's a wonderful life doing research if you enjoy it. And I think it's a very useful sort of profession that can return a lot to people and its benefits.